heavy-handed and a huge risk to Australia's digital economy. Google Australia has hit back with the government backing an ACCC plan for the company and Facebook to pay Australian news media companies for their content. Google also says nothing is off the table amid speculation it could remove Australian news content from its site in Australia if the draft mandatory code goes ahead. And it seems Google may be ready to drag out every negotiation if it's legislated as is. Ahead is a month of consultation on this draft. Google Australia and New Zealand's Managing Director is Melanie Silver. We spoke a short time ago.
We were incredibly hopeful that what we would see in the draft code today would be, you know, a really good platform that incentivises collaboration between news media businesses and the digital platforms. We were hoping for a forward thinking code that would actually incentivise some innovation. And we're disappointed that it's not going to achieve that. I think this is a very heavy-handed intervention that puts, you know, a huge risk to Australia's digital economy and more importantly, ignores the value that we send to publishers today.
But the government and the ACCC indeed have been unconvinced by your arguments and thus they've gone down this path. What's your plan in response to it?
Well, look, we've been working very closely with the ACCC and we've done some significant, you know, developments over the last couple of months to help create new products that where we'll license content from publishers. But again, I just point to the fact that we send billions of clicks every year for free to news media businesses that enable them to monetize their content and drive subscriptions. So, again, I think the fact that that's been sort of ignored in this draft code really impedes the ability to negotiate fairly.
The government clearly doesn't believe your argument about who earns what out of this. I mean, the minister today, responding to my colleague Thomas Arete, said, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? It doesn't sound like there's very much trust between you and the government.
Look, we've been working very, very closely with the government and with Rod and the ACCC throughout this process. Look, I think we've put forward our numbers. We really want to urge the policymakers and the ACCC to make sure that what we end up with from a final code point of view is grounded in some sort of commercial reality. And that's our goal over the next 4 weeks during the consultation period.
The commercial reality, though, is that Alphabet, Google's parent, is reportedly a $1 trillion company. It's a bit hard to get clarity on that, but that's what's being said. Surely your share of the estimated $600 million that it might cost you and Facebook under this code is a drop in the ocean for Google.
Well, first of all, I think we dispute that maths, that $600 million that's been put forward. And, you know, again, I'd point to that value that we provide. I think what we were hoping for was that we would be able to sit down with news media businesses and innovate together. The recent announcements about this new licensing product are a huge step towards that. But look, that's our goal, I guess, over the next 4 weeks is to try and get a framework that's going to allow us to sit at the table and negotiate fairly.
Now, assuming this gets legislated as it is and that you don't get some sort of a back down, and it seems the government is very determined on this, you'll be required to negotiate in good faith or matters will go to arbitration. Would Google seek to take matters to arbitration routinely under this process?
Well, one of the areas of concern for us, Linda, is the fact that the concept of a good faith negotiation and a final offer arbitration seem to be at odds with one another. You know, we would obviously prefer an outcome where we can sit at the table and negotiate terms with each of the businesses and come up with a solution and a deal that's good for everybody. This feels like it creates an incentive to go to arbitration. So that's, again, one of the things we want to work with the government on over the next 4 weeks.
So would you take that arbitration option each time if that's where we land with this?
Well, I mean, I think if we're acres apart, then that's what the code's asking for right now in its current form. We'll put final offers in and the arbitration teams will choose one. But again, we think that really undermines the concept of a good faith negotiation.
There's been conversations about whether you might withdraw Australian news product from your site in retaliation for this sort of thing. Would you do that?
Look, at this stage, I think it's a bit too early to say. What I will say is that all options are on the table. Over the last, you know, month or so, we've announced plans to come to the table with a content licensing deal. We want to hope that those can continue And again, that there's going to be some framework that enables the commercial reality to take place. So that's our goal right now, but nothing's off the table.
Mel Silver, thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda.
Google Australia and New Zealand's Managing Director, Melanie Silver.